the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, let's kick it off with Gucci. They've apologized for their new turtleneck that looks like, they say, blackface. Well, they don't. People are accusing them of that. It is a black turtleneck. That is the black part. And when you pull it up over your face, there's a hole for your mouth with a bright red lip around the hole. Gucci posted, "We are fully committed to increasing diversity through our organization and turning the incident into a powerful learning moment." Listen, I'm a white guy, so maybe I don't know. But I look at it, and it's like, okay, it's a sweater that covers your mouth. I don't see that as racist.
Do you think ski masks are going to become racist soon?
They better not, because I have a bald head. I need a ski mask. And if you're going to rob a bank, what are you going to wear?
True.
I mean, we can't take away that.
Pantyhose.
Oh, do you have any that fit?
Can I borrow some? Just put them over your head.
All right, let me borrow some of those. Veterinarians in Montana revived a cat nearly frozen to death after being found in a snowbank. Have you guys seen this photo? This looks like a fake one. The cat was unresponsive and her body temperature didn't register on the clinic's thermometer when her owners brought her in a week earlier. Staff warmed the cat up using towels, cage warmers, and they even had to use IV fluids after they picked the ice off the cat's coat. Like, it was surrounded by snowballs. It's like there's no way this thing was alive. It's just a frozen mass. But they started getting it to move around. They sent it to an emergency clinic to help raise her body temperature. The cat was actually sent home with its owners later that day, and they're now keeping the pet indoor. The cat's name, by the way, is Fluffy. But if you see the photo on the Need to Know news blog at joeandalexshow.com, it's surrounded like it's frozen, these clumps of balls and snows. I can't believe it's even alive.
So she just accidentally got out?
I guess the cat got out and somehow got stuck in like a snowbank.
Jeez.
Which cats can get out of anything, but not that one. Maybe I'm the only one here, but I know I suffer from this. Do you ever just throughout your day, you have like a brain fart?
All the time.
Okay. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm really not like WebMDing you this morning, but we could be suffering silent strokes. They're saying that could be a sign you suffered one in the past. Researchers say their so-called silent strokes occur in people suffering from cerebral small vessel disease, and they say a silent stroke can cause damage to the brain's white matter and can lead to attention issues and a greater likelihood of becoming easily distracted. I'm not even kidding, Alex. That sounds like you.
I know. I was going to say, I must have had 800 strokes by now then.
Mini ones, yes. Let's see what else they said here. Leading to the strokes, they say it's a greater likelihood of becoming easily distracted, but those who suffer from the silent strokes can still go about their days normally without any major threats to their executive functions or ability to organize and focus. I swear, I have that more and more. And I'm like, do I take that Ginkgo Biloba stuff, like that old people pill? I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I'm glad to know I'm not the only one suffering from that. And wrapping up Joe's Need to Know News, this is absolutely insane. Why don't we retweet this at Joe and Alex Show? If a baguette could move, how would it move? This might be the dumbest debate on the internet in a long time. This is like, what color are the shoes or the dress? An animator in England tweeted this out yesterday. If a baguette could walk, how would it move? And he animated four different options for you. Sliding like a worm on the ground.
No.
Galloping by using its ends as feet, like it kind of comes together. Maybe like imagine a horse galloping.
Okay. No.
Flipping end over end.
No.
Or inching along, like kind of curling up, but still not breaking the bread, like a caterpillar.
Neither. I see it like a flopping fish, kind of like this. Like,
oh, wow. That is a great visual for the radio
he's
right now.
He's doing like the wave, basically, with his arm, but you're I don't doing, understand how that's different
like
from a caterpillar.
You're doing
like
a flopping fish.
You're like, doing the worm dance people would do if they were dancing on the floor, yeah. Like where they warm it out that
right.
way.
I definitely think it would be like a caterpillar.
I think it's the caterpillar.
I know, and I think it's cute. Like, that makes me think baguettes are cute now.
The leading vote, the guy put this up there on his thing that we're going to retweet, has over 250,000 votes, and the leader right now is flipping end over end.
I hated that one. I don't know why people are picking that. Chrissy Teigen also said that. I didn't
really?
Like that. Yeah. I like the worm one.
I would say it's either a worm or maybe a caterpillar, but then your baguette's going to be busted. Nobody wants a busted baguette. No, thank you. That right there is Joe's Need to Know News. You can check it all out online at joeandalexshow.com.